Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking with Mary?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I see here. And are you, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible. We really appreciate your time.
Is this in regard to political things or what?
It's with public schools. It has to do with public schools. That's why your opinion is very important. All right? Is that okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Thank you. Next question. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Older and registered.
All right. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right, thank you. And for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
84.
All right, thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
All right, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? Here's the first one.
Okay.
Donald Trump, on a scale from 0 to 100?
0.
All right, thank you. And how about public schools on a scale from 0 to 100?
80.
All right, thank you. And how about woke culture or wokeism on a scale from 0 to 100?
I really don't know what it is. I wouldn't. I just don't understand what that actually means.
Okay, don't worry. No problem. Thank you. And here's the next one. The National Education Association, or NEA, on a scale from 0 to 100?
50.
All right, thank you. And the next one, charter schools, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Probably 70.
All right, thank you. And the next one, public school teachers, on a scale from 0 to 100?
I'm going to say 85.
Okay, thank you. And how about the U.S. Department of Education, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Probably 80.
All right, thank you. And how about Moms for Liberty, on a scale from 0 to 100?
I don't know what that is.
All right, no worries. And the last one on this, Joe Biden, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Probably about an 80.
Okay, thank you. And the next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Between good and fair.
Okay, so the two options in there are...
I think we're not getting the support from home. Children are not getting the support from home. And there's, I don't know who's to blame, but, you know, there's more mothers working now. And I don't know. They just don't seem to take it as serious, the home support.
I definitely understand. I definitely understand your opinion. Thank you. Now, you say it's between good and just and fair. So I have you will have to choose one of them because, I mean, it's your opinion, so I cannot choose for you.
Fair. Yeah. Fair.
So just fair. All right, thank you. And next question. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at education? Public schools or charter schools?
Charter schools only because it doesn't mean they don't make the effort, but
okay.
Charter schools are generally attended by people more interested in education than the general run at public schools, and
okay.
They can afford it. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, thank you. Now, since you said charter schools, do you just say charter schools somewhat better or charter schools much better than public schools?
I really don't know, but at least somewhat better.
Okay. All right. No worries. Thank you. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, a 5 means that public schools prepare them somewhat well, and a 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud American citizen. On a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
A 5? Somewhere
5.
Okay. Thank you. And how about our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting? On a scale from 0 to 10?
5 again. We're not doing enough on that.
All right. Thank you. And how about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting? On a scale from 0 to 10?
I'm not very good on that. Maybe 3.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And how about truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, on a scale from 0 to 10?
Truthfully? Well, first of all, you've got to have somebody that's engaged. And if you do have someone that's engaged, I don't know. I think that really depends on the teacher, really.
Okay.
And the system, yeah, they should allow everything, you know, to be all, but good and bad things that
right.
have happened here.
Okay.
Taught. Yeah.
All right. But now, thank you for your opinion. And now, thinking of the way that they're doing it, they're preparing this for the students at this moment. How well do you think they're doing it right now? Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. Do you think they're not at all doing it, or somewhat doing it, or very well doing it on a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
A 5? All right, thank you. And help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. On a scale from 0 to 10, how well?
7.
Okay, and the last one on this, thank you. Become more organized and have structure. On a scale from 0 to 10?
3.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your opinion. All right, next question. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, or too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Okay, thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No. I've got grandchildren now.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Really nothing. I read? No, I've not read.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Well, yes, but it really depends what it is that's being taught. We should be honest mm-hmm. about what really happened. And I don't know that they are or aren't, because I'm not exposed to it.
Okay. All right. So now you say you agree. Now, would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree on that?
Somewhat agree.
All right. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard some, yes.
Okay. Would you say a little? A little? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat, because I think there should be some input from the parents after they review what's going to be taught. They can't control it. I don't think they should control it, but they should have some input.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your opinion. So would you say you somewhat agree on it, right? Or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you. And the next one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that statement?
I strongly disagree. They should know everything about what happened.
All right, thank you.
That's the only way to be honest.
All right. Thank you for your opinion. The next one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that statement?
I agree. They should tell them everything, yeah.
Okay. So would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree on that statement?
Strongly.
Strongly? All right. Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Strongly support it, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
All right, thank you. And the next one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support. It just depends what they come up with, you know, really. Different areas could have things, you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And how about protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality? You strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support. I support that.
Okay, thank you. And how about increasing discipline in schools? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And the last one on this, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose that because religious things get in there, all kinds of things get in there, and that's not a good thing.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And too much input from people that really maybe don't understand what's really about. So
I understand.
That gets a little touchy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. You're fine. And the next question, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Do you support or oppose?
I support it, but I also think there are other groups. For instance, the Asian group should be included as well because they've contributed as a racial group too.
I understood. All right. Thank you for your opinion. Now, since you say you support it, would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from between 0 and 10. Here's the first one.
Okay.
History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10.
All right, thank you. And how about working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10.
All right, and the last one on this. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
I'm going to say about a 7 because sometimes even teachers, you know, professionals of all kinds, sometimes their personal things creep in but hopefully they're not that way, but I'll say a 7 because of that. Otherwise, it would have been a 10.
Okay. All right. No worries. Thank you for your opinion. All right. And we're pretty much at 90%, so we're almost done. Okay. You're doing great. Thank you. Now, the next question.
Okay.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that statement?
I pretty much agree with that, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, you strongly agree it or somewhat agree it?
Somewhat agree, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the last one on this. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that statement?
They should be able to, you say? That they should be able to?
Don't worry, I'm going to go ahead and read it again for you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. And now switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
All right. Okay. So did you say high school graduate?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And let's see here. Next question. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you married or retired, disabled, or unemployed, or student?
Retired.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, or single, or separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. Thank you. All right. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Pretty much a Democrat.
Okay. And would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I would say pretty much a strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public schools in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, a private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, or moderate, or somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
We don't any longer. We used to, but we don't any longer.
Okay. Now,
no.
So would you say never?
Or
hardly ever? Those are the last.
Hardly ever.
Okay. Thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian, does it apply to you, apply to someone in your household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
Okay, thank you. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you, apply to someone else in your household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
All right, thank you. All right, and let's see here. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. All right. So this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind, your opinion is very important. Okay. So thank you so much for participating. Have a good night,
mm-hmm.
Mary. Take care.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.